This fall, the team behind a wildfire response initiative based in Kaslo hopes to begin drone deployments across BC's lightning zones to fight fires, not with toxic red chemicals, but with precision-targeted, biodegradable pods. Storm Shield Drones Inc., the platform's fabrication and flight arm, is ready to deploy both fixed-wing and quadcopter drones to suppress wildfires in remote terrain, particularly in the minutes after lightning strikes. "Our systems are meant to catch fires early when they're still small and can be stopped," says Hamish Shaw, founder of Ether Shield, the regional public cooperative platform behind the project. The drones drop capsules filled with biodegradable fire retardant, fire start sensors, or seed blends for post-burn ecological recovery, all of them biodegradable. "The systems have been built and tested locally in the Kootenays," Shaw reports, in collaboration with expert millwright Bill Cruikshanks and other small fabrication shops. Shaw says they're now fully operational and awaiting regulatory permission for flights across provincial, indigenous, and park lands. "The goal is to fly missions within minutes of a lightning strike," says Shaw. "Using satellite heat signatures and fire models, the drones can reach ignition points far faster than helicopters or trucks, and deliver pinpoint capsules to stop a fire before it spreads. Instead of the bright red, ammonium-based slurry used by many aerial drops, the capsules use starch gels and native gum binders to deliver water and micronutrient-enhanced retardant that clings to fine fuels and tree bark," Shaw explains. "The drones can also carry seed pods for post-fire stabilization and regeneration using native plant blends selected by local communities. In early trials and simulations, we believe this system could intercept 80 to 90% of ignition events long before full-scale suppression efforts are even launched," says Shaw. A new wildfire model for BC. Rather than sell suppression as a service, Ether Shield proposes a different model. A crown cooperative structure that supports fabrication, research, training, and field response across regions, but rooted in communities themselves. "In simple terms, it's not just a private company, and it's not another government agency," says Shaw. "It's a scalable public cooperative infrastructure that can include indigenous guardians, community responders, wildfire agencies, and climate scientists, all with shared oversight." The system also allows communities to choose capsule contents that reflect their priorities, whether that means ammonium phosphate, used by BC Wildfire Service, eco-gel retardants, or even native seed blends post-burn. The hope is to create a wildfire response platform that is trusted by local communities and First Nations, and one that doesn't poison soil, rivers or wildlife. Investment and readiness. More than $775,000 in capital and tools have already been invested by Shaw and his team, including drones, communication systems, capsule molds, satellite tracking infrastructure, and on-site fabrication tools. "We're not trying to win contracts, we're trying to change the structure," says Shaw. "The cost of wildfires is exploding. People are displaced. Landscapes are lost. We're ready to fly now, but need official permission to cross jurisdictions." The platform is currently being pitched to federal research and innovation programs, including NSERC, Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council, and NRCIRAP, Industrial Research Assistance Program, which support applied field testing and private academic research and development. The team is also submitting to Innovative Solutions Canada, FESBC, and BC Fast Pilot. Columbia Kootenay Southern Rockies MP Rob Morrison has voiced his support for the project. "I support this initiative and encourage all levels of government, academic institutions, and wildfire agencies to evaluate and partner in this effort," Morrison wrote in a July 16 endorsement letter. With additional support and pilot deployments, the Storm Shield drones platform has the potential to protect lives, landscapes, and communities across Canada. At the same time, the team is calling on Transport Canada, BC Wildfire Service, and Parks Canada to create fast-track permissions for drone response across jurisdictional lines. "This isn't about patents or profits," says Shaw. "It's about building a system that belongs to the land and the people it protects."